and the December 2nd, 2022 ad hoc meeting is in order. First business is to take roll call. Commissioner Bure, Commissioner Langille,
here.
Commissioner Brown, Commissioner John,
here.
Commissioner Schiffer. Commissioner Schiffer.
Michael, I talked to Brad earlier on this call, so he's on the call, or was on the call to begin with.
Yeah.
He's there. There he is.
Something over the mute button, but I'm here. And Michael, I think Commissioner Brown may have just joined.
Okay. Commissioner Brown, are you present?
Yes.
Thank you. And Commissioner Schiffer, you also are present.
I am present. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We do have a quorum. Agenda item 2 is the review and approval of today's agenda.
And Michael, just for the record, we just want staff to say if they're on the line, if they're fine or not. I'm Tom.
Thank you.
Campbell.
Jim Hammers.
From staff on the phone.
Dustin Vogel.
Jim Hammers.
Anyone else? Is Mo here?
He is not on the call.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Next agenda item is the review and approval of today's agenda. Any comments from the POC members?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve and second for today's meeting agenda. I apologize, I'm a little flustered.
Michael, it's Michael Bure.
Good morning. We just started and we're on agenda item 2. If you'd like to take over.
Michael,
yes,
there
sir.
I made a motion to approve and there was a second, so we need to take the vote on the approval.
Thank you, Commissioner John. Who was the second?
Brown.
All right, thank you. So we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, motion carries. Thank you. The review and approval of the October 4th meeting minutes, agenda item number 3.
Brown moves their approval.
A second.
First and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Just to go back through, we've got Commissioner Brown and Commissioner John. Is there a gentleman?
Yes, he's on the call.
Okay, thank you. And is Commissioner Schiffer on?
Yes, he is.
Okay, all right, thank you. I just wanted to confirm. Okay, with that, agenda item number 4, pending accreditor. We have no pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission at this time. So we'll move to agenda item number 5. And Mr. Clark, will you lead us through those?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The first course is course number 1117.0. The title is Building Construction Standards as it relates to alarm rules and the FBC Advanced Course. The provider is Stay Safe Enterprises, LLC. The accreditor was Sean Guthrie. The accreditation date was 11-9-2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course designed to review the FBC and the Florida statutes relating to alarm contracting. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the course outline and the course time allotments for course content were missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead this subject to the addition course outline and course time allotments for course content.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Are there any questions from the commissioners?
This is Brad Schiffer. Could you do me a favor and put the title page up? I have some notes, but I'm at a computer that isn't hooked up with the software to open those pages. And there is a comment on one of these that I'd like to make.
Which page you want to put?
Can you open the first page? Or?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, which page it is listed in. Yeah.
It's the comments throughout the thing, so it should be the... Whatever the, you know. No, not that. That's. Sorry, Jim.
The syllabus is the second document in the.
Yeah, what I'm looking for is somewhere. Okay, this is it. Go back up to the top. Throughout the course, they call the building commission the Florida Building Code Commission. And it's not exactly a bullseye.
I think Michael can let them know about that,
yeah.
That error as well.
We'll get all those changed.
Okay, good.
Michael, this is David John. Can I make a comment, please?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Jim, can you go to the title slide of the presentation itself?
Jim, I think it's the first attachment.
It's the first attachment.
Under course presentation. No, not that one. Under course presentation material.
All right.
Go to the first slide, please, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think Michael did the review correctly, but I always thought that cover page, if you look at the rule, it says the course title and number shall include the stuff that's in and Michael had it right. But I always thought that the hours of credit, name, address, telephone number, and email address of the provider should also be covered on that first slide.
We can make sure that that's on that slide also.
And this is a question for Tom. I'm looking at the rule right now, and it's not, the rule for the title slide is designated as A, the hours of credit and the name and address is B and C. So am I interpreting correctly that right now is not required, or should it be required?
I'm just giving, I want to make sure that I'm looking at it before I speak to it. I don't believe it's a requirement that it's on the title slide itself. It's just it has to be in the course. The course the title. Code of Decision Law or Administrative Rule and the were, and they were banned.
But Tom, that was the first, I went back and read the code, the rule, and I saw that. I was thinking that when we made the change, it should have been included in the title.
I think that was an idea of what we wanted to do, but we ended up just making a requirement that it was in the presentation.
Okay. Then as a question for Michael, would it be possible to try to get the providers to put that on the title slide? And can you include that on the checklist, or is that because of the rule we can't do that?
As far as the requirement, I don't think we can require them. I can suggest it strongly, but I don't think we can require it.
Commissioner John, this is Justin Vogel. Like Tom said, I'm not seeing that it's a requirement to be on the title slide either, so I don't believe that the POC would be able to require that it be presented in that fashion.
Justin, could it be suggested that it's on there then?
I'd be a little leery of, there really shouldn't be any implication that approval would be, dependent upon it. I guess depending on how it's done, it could be suggested that way. It should be done in a way, that it's the material or, the information is accessible, and if you find that that's kind of the easiest way to do it, that could be a suggestion, I guess, but there needs not be any kind of explicit or even implicit requirement that it be presented in that fashion if they choose not to do it fashion.
Well, I would like to make a recommendation that we change the rule when that cycle comes back up to add that as on the title slide. But I hear what you're saying. It doesn't keep this course from being accepted. So.
All right, Commissioner John, did you have any other questions?
No, that's good, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, still for questions from the commissioners. All right, hearing none, we'll open up. Let me open public comment on this real quick. We'll open up public comment. If anybody from the public would like to make a comment. All right, hearing no public comment, we'll take it back and look for a motion.
I make a motion to deny, but have the changes made per Michael review. So is that acceptance with require changes by Michael?
It sounds like it would be a motion to accept pending the changes that Mr. Clark had suggested.
That's exactly what I meant to say.
Okay. All right. So we have
it's a conditional approval.
Yeah.
Brown seconds.
All right. So we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is course number 1114.0. Course title is Advanced Course on the Significant Changes in Florida Building Code 7th Edition. The provider is Continuing Education and Development, Inc. The accreditor is Contractors Institute, Koning Enterprises, Inc., and the accreditation date was 25-2022. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that discusses the most significant changes from a set of chapters and presents the amendments from the previous Florida Building Code 6th Edition 2017 to the current Florida Building Code 7th Edition 2020. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions from the commissioners? All right, hearing no questions, we'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, bring it back to the commission for motion.
Well, moves approval.
John, second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further? Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any of the same sign? All right, the motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The third course is course number 1118.0, course title Advanced FBC. 7th edition 2020, 5 walls of the FBC. Provider is AIA of Florida. Creditor is J.C. Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date is 11-17-2022. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a working knowledge of the five walls of the FBC. Attendees will learn the prescriptive differences between wall ratings, fire resistance, opening protective ratings, fire protection, and how each perform in passive redundant systems. Attendees will understand the use of each wall, its opening protectives, and applications within the framework of code compliance. Test criteria for fire resistance and opening protection will be illustrated and explained. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions from the commission? From the fair. Okay, to the commission.
Well, moves approval.
Second, John.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we have no pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. Item number seven, we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. Item number eight, we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. With that, we'll move to item number nine. Mr. Paul.
This is Schiffer. I have a question. What happened?
Yes, sir.
In number five, there was a third course. Did we get to that?
The first course was, yes, sir, we did. The first course was conditionally approved. Based on Mr. Clark's comments, the second course was approved and the third course was approved.
Okay, all right. Sorry, thanks.
That's okay. All right, if there's no other questions, Clark, agenda number nine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from September 22nd, 2022 through November 22nd, 2022. Including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also stated is the training funding information for 2022-2023, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the December 2nd, 2022 ad hoc agenda.
Excellent, Mr. Clark. Are there any other POC business? Commissioners, does anybody have anything for the good of the order?
Michael, can I make a comment, please?
Yes, sir.
I want to compliment Michael because on his email, he listed the course number and where we needed to review and what we needed to review. So it saved hours on trying to figure out what was in the right sequence. So, Michael, good job on that. And I really Thanks. Like your checklist. You really have cut down. It used to take me days to review this, and now it's hours. So really do appreciate what you're doing here.
Thank you, sir.
Any other public business? All right, we're going to open up the final public hearing at this time.
Hi, this is Wendy Johnson with AIA Florida. I have a question.
Go ahead, Wendy.
When do we have a date yet on when we can start submitting advanced courses to the 8th edition building code? Is that sometime in the summer, but do we have an actual date?
We don't have that date. We'll know better once we get a little farther along in the spring. with the update to the code, itself. So, but we'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other public comment? All right, hearing no public comment, either POC member or staff comments at this time? Here no staff comments or POC member comments. Well, thank everybody for their time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks.
This conference is no longer